Tonight, The Color performs along with Dan Brebnis at Grace Church in Newmarket. Life has changed for the guys in the band. That's the topic of the song, The Kind of Man.
That's the kind of man I want to be.
Lead singer of The Color, Jordan Jansen, is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Jordan, you and The Color have toured with Dan Brebnis before, but that was a while ago. Things for you guys have changed a little bit. What is different?
I think the last time we were out, one of us had kids, and now, like, all of us, if not all of us, but for the majority of us do. And so life is just moving, and so it's really great to have this moment to reconnect, not only as bands, but with our people, our fans across Canada that have been such an important, integral part of allowing us to do this. And so we're really excited about it.
Mm. Life on the bus must be pretty quiet. You guys must just sleep.
Touche. Well, you know, yesterday we started a movie, and I think we watched it for about 5 minutes, and then everybody went to bed. So I guess that's true. I think we're still in the front end of this thing and getting back into a regular touring schedule, which does look different than the home schedule. But so far, so good. So far, I've got some pretty good sleep since.
Okay. The song that we're playing right now and enjoying here on Life is The Kind of Man. Now, you guys write songs that really, really go deep. And the fact that you're all dads now and the families are growing and that whole aspect of life is changing. Tell us about this song a little bit more.
Yeah, totally. This is a reflection of the season of life we're in, which is kind of unique. I think a lot of times we write songs when we're in a season and then that season may pass or change. And this is just really specifically happening right now. And so when James and I wrote the song, our wives were pregnant and we started to think about what was happening and the reality for me personally of like what my dad has meant to me, what my grandfather has meant to me, and for me, I've had the privilege of having a really great dad and a great example. He led well, and just kind of recognizing that I'm now that person for my child. You know, when I think about my daughter and I think about her going through her life and looking to me as an example, just the reality of that is a little bit heavy. Just the reality that, like, if I say one thing and I do a different thing, she's going to be able to call me out. She's going to, at some point, she's going to recognize that I'm not who I say I am. And just the reality, too, that we have all sorts of people that look to us as an example. Just with that's the reality of being in the public eye and just the weight of the importance of who we are at home. That matters so much. And so we want to do it well. And anybody who's been there before understands that that's not necessarily easy, and it's certainly not something that we can do on our own strength. And so this song is really a prayer for us and to be the men that God has designed us to be. And it's been a really cool experience. We knew when we wrote the song, from the moment that we heard it back, we knew that regardless of where this song takes us in terms of radio or success on an industry level, we knew that it would... that there was impact in store and that God was going to use it. And that's what's been happening. So we honestly feel like it's a privilege. We feel like this kind of a song doesn't happen every time. It doesn't happen for everyone. And we're really thankful to have it right now.
Mm. And you've got a girl. My goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're finished, right? You're done.
Yeah. I totally understand that. It's, do you have a daughter as well?
I have two.
Yeah. So, it's crazy what you'll do for your little girl.
Once they discover the puppy eyes, I mean, your fate is sealed, basically.
Yeah.
You're never going to say no to anything, ever.
She doesn't quite know what's going on yet, but I know what's happening, and I don't think I'm prepared for that.
No way. Well, you mentioned the influence of your parents, so, and that's throughout the whole band. You guys were just led by, you guys were all raised sort of in that culture of church, were you not?
Totally, yeah. We all were raised in Christian homes, and yeah, we're fortunate to be in families that our parents are together and been married for a really long time and have led by example, and obviously not perfect, and that's the reality of life. But even I think through those mistakes, and I think for myself specifically, those moments of humanity have really probably even had a greater impact, just understanding that though imperfect, there's been a lot of effort and a lot of energy and prayer that has gone into them leading our family.
The show is tonight at Grace Church in Newmarket. The Color on stage with Dan Bremnes, the Wherever I Go tour, and special guest Luke Langman. Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking the time this morning. We appreciate all your support and getting behind this ministry as well. We love to partner with you guys.